For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. The University of Missouri will be revamping the fall semester's campus move-in process as part of COVID-19-related safety precautions. The move-in for new students will be for 8 days, starting on August 12th. For returning students, it will begin on August 20th. Some students participating in certain programs, like for the Panhellenic Association sorority recruitment, may be able to move in earlier. Students will have 90-minute intervals to move into the residence halls, according to an email sent to MU families. These intervals will be selected in advance from a form that MU will send out on the 1st of July. Residential Life's website says facilities will see, quote, enhanced disinfection during this time, meaning they will be cleaning high-touch areas like door handles, tables, and the carts available for move-in. A new video released Tuesday shows a fluorescent police officer veering to hit a fleeing pedestrian with an unmarked SUV. Detective Joshua Smith hit the victim on June 2nd. He was fired from the police department on June 10th. Attorneys for the victim are calling for Smith's arrest. They say the video is sufficient evidence to charge Smith with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. St. Charles County Prosecutor Tim Lomar is handling the case. He told St. Louis TV station KSDK that he hopes to wrap up the investigation this week. Earlier this month, on June 1st, two protesters were struck by cars in separate instances during demonstrations against police brutality. One of these instances was captured on video by KBIA and has been viewed over 300,000 times on Twitter. Since that day, over 2 weeks later, the Columbia Police Department has released very little information on the issue. Beyonce Williams was one person hit by a car that evening and says police did not reach out to her until 5 days later. The police reports from that night were minimal, one sentence each containing no additional information and no information about either of the drivers. What the public was provided was one news release about the incident the next day. The release provided the ages of the two women hit, the status of their injuries, and the times when police responded. The release pointed out that, quote, there are no additional details to provide, end quote. For many, this incident and others point to a larger problem on transparency in the police department. To read more on this story, visit the Columbia Missourians website. A natural food store called Eat Well will open next Wednesday at the site of the former Lucky's Market. The natural food store is owned by Schnucks. The business will operate from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. The market will employ roughly 80 people, most of which coming from the former Lucky's store. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.